Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. I've been fortunate enough today to catch up with Mark Gustafson, the CEO of Challenger Acquisitions. How are you, Mark?
I'm great, sir. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, your company is one which has been sort of, I've been lobbied to sort of catch up with and hopefully help, you know, shine a light on the business and get the message out on really what's been going on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out from the trajectory of the share price that you've been through a little bit of volatility and turbulence. If you can just give us a bit of an update, introduction to what the company has been doing, where the company is today and what the outlook of the business is like.
Sure. Doc, what we are is an entertainment and leisure company. And we had an investment in an engineering company that was the project manager for the London Eye. And we're working with them on closing a contract for a Jakarta wheel or any other wheel globally. They were never able to close those projects. So as a result, we sold that company back early this year in January of 2017. So that's part of the reason why you see a correction in the share price. There may still be some contingent payments from that company if they're able to close a deal prior to January 2019, but that's the primary reason. We had acquired a company and then we since sold it back. So as a result, today what we have is three equity units in the New York Wheel, which is on Staten Island, and we're busy and active looking for one or two other projects, and I'll tell you about those in a minute. That's kind of the foundation for the company and what's happened during 2017.
Okay, so the current situation with the New York Wheel, I mean, where does that sort of leave the company moving forward? Obviously, you've mentioned that there's some residual payments potentially, et cetera, but for shareholders who perhaps bought into Challenger Acquisitions with a view that this new New York Wheel was going to be the big catalyst to future success, you know, what do you say to those investors? Where does the land lie now? Is it sort of has there been a watershed moment, a line drawn in the sand where you can now move on and start looking for new assets?
We can, but what's also happened though, Doc, is I believe our shareholders got a bit of an early Christmas present yesterday. The day before, the counsel for New York Wheel came out with a statement in the lawsuit that they're involved with. They're actually suing the former wheel contractor. So the lawyers have come out and said, "Hey, we just want everybody to know that the developer, being the New York Wheel, they're now committed to completing the quote this huge one of a kind attraction." And it also talks about transitioning the project over to American Bridge, and they're basically saying, look, we're going to go after these guys, and we're going to take all the steps necessary to complete the project as quickly as possible. So we've got now the New York Wheel developer going on record as saying they're ready to go complete the wheel. So I think it's a bit of an early Christmas present for our shareholders, because there was some concern about what was going to happen, and it was kind of stuck in a stalemate. But we've never believed that was the case, and now there's a nice public position out there that reinforces that. So we're pretty happy to hear that news.
So just so I'm clear, I mean, it's a case of, you know, there've been a number of setbacks. Those setbacks have had a detrimental effect on the valuation of your company. Momentum wise and sentiment wise, it sort of struggled a little bit. But in actual fact, now, the business and the developers and the guys that are working on the New York Wheel have publicly and in a legal environment stated that they're going to proceed on with it. It's going to happen, but it's just not going to happen on the timelines that were originally stated. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. And I think people were uncertain when the former wheel contractors were fired. I think people were concerned that maybe the project would not proceed. We've always stated we believed it would. Now we've got confirmation from the developer that it will. So what that means for 2018 is that there's going to be some movement on the site. There will be some great visuals as all the major components start to get assembled on site. And people are going to start to see the wheel be assembled up for 2018. So I think there's going to be some great visuals that come out of all that. And we'll put updates out as there's major developments on the New York wheel as the year progresses.
And your stake in the wheel, I mean, does that remain to be the same, or has that been watered down a little bit, or do you have exactly the same position as you've always had from the offset? And before we move on, you know, is it also a case that the shareholders that bought into to Challenger initially for this wheel, when the shares were trading at, you know, substantially higher valuation, can look forward to seeing a bit of, you know, wind in the sails again? I mean, is that a fair comment?
I think that's fair. We've got an investment of $3 million US into the New York wheel, so that's three equity units. There's likely been some dilution because of the three main sponsors and backers of the project. They've taken over the project personally, so they're putting in their own money, and they're basically saying now, look, this is a legacy project for us. We're going to finish it. So there's likely to be some sort of dilution. But Doc, it doesn't matter when the wheel becomes operational. Any payments that go out of that to any shareholders of the New York wheel, they're going to be substantive. So I think what our shareholders have seen is probably the worst of everything in 2017. And I think 2018 now, it looks like the pathway is cleared for us. So we're pretty happy looking forward on this.
All right. So it's been a tough year for everybody, including yourself. You managed to ride the storm. I mean, it sounds like from this announcement, certainly that things are going to start moving on in the right direction again. So yeah, obviously the arrow's pointing in that sort of that direction as we speak. But you know, from a business, you know, sort of standpoint, financially, how badly is this impaired you? Because naturally, once you sort of see the share price erode like yours has over an extensive period of time, it can be difficult, right, to keep all of the plates spinning. So is that something that you're quite satisfied with? Have we managed to not just ride the storm with the New York wheels development, but in actual fact, from a PLC perspective, from a business standpoint, you know, are we on safe ground there? Because I guess there's always going to be the naysayers who say, well, they made a right mess of this, and in actual fact, moving forward, they've not. The damage is now sort of cutting so deep, they're going to struggle ever to get back on the horse. You know, naturally, I've got to ask that question, given how things have performed over the last year. You know, any insight from that would be great.
Absolutely. And I think that's a fair statement for 2017. The sale of the StarNet back to the owners, I think, was a big setback. And, you know, we've managed to cut the losses there and cut the burn rate there. We've managed to reduce our costs substantially. My current compensation is £1,000 a month, and that's not being paid. That's just being accrued. So we've driven the costs in the public company down to a very small number, you know, £10,000 to £15,000 a month. And so we've been able to right the ship throughout 2017. And we've used, I know there's been a lot of talk about our convertible loan notes, but now we're at a point where we've got cash in the bank, and we don't need to use convertible notes unless we've got a project. So we kind of managed to get through the toughest part of the year. And I think to end the note with this announcement from the New York wheel, I think now we're finally heading up, and that's the proper way to end the year after a long, drawn-out period of recovery and rebuilding. So now it's on to 2018 with the New York wheel and that moving forward, and then us with our project reviews.
All right, so we've talked about the good and a bit of the bad. I mean, you know, you've obviously made some additional investments. You've got some other assets, and you seem to have quite a positive outlook. Do you wanna share with us the value to this? I mean, I sort of spoke to you, I think, a week or two back, and we talked briefly about the recent investment that you've made. Some people might not really understand how big a deal people make about these sort of Comic-Con type events. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them and really what was the main driver to making that investment?
Yes, just briefly, that was a smaller investment that was introduced to us, and the sponsor of that program has backed that loan that we provided with a personal guarantee. guarantee, and there's a nice little return coming in May once they hold the event. So for us, it was an opportunity to make a small investment, generate a decent return, all the while we're looking and still working on one of our larger projects.
So this is pretty secure from an investment perspective. It's a little bit small, but something that you were interested in because it seemed a bit of a gimme, and shareholders can, it pays for itself basically. I mean, given that you've got such a small burn rate, all revenue and income is important, and naturally if it can pay for itself, you know, what the hell, keep taking them on. So the bigger outlook for 2018, you know, what closing the year and welcoming 2018, what can people expect from that?
Sure. You know, Doc, I think it was all about setting up for 2018. We may see some payments coming in from the former Starnet deal. We'll start to see the New York wheel is going to start to get built, and people will see all the above ground work there. We're going to get a nice little return from that Star Sanctum event that we invested in. So, and really what we've got now is we're extremely active with one or two what I'll call large-scale projects. And Doc, I have to be careful. You never know exactly when these things will close or move forward. But I'm extremely active personally right now with one or two projects that would significantly alter the valuation of Challenger. So no guarantees on timing. There never is. We've gone down that path once or twice this year with projects that we liked. But I'm kind of late in the process with one or two substantial projects that should generate some pretty darn good returns for our shareholders. So that's what I'm working on now since the company has been righted in 2017. It's really about finding that large project so that we can work that on 2018 or onwards.
All right, so let's assume the existing sort of asset at the New York wheel starts to develop and make some positive steps moving forward. You get a little bit of sort of positive revenue generation from a small investment that you've made recently, and you've got an outlook for one or two potentially much larger sort of deals. Do you want to remind me what your market cap is today and where the market cap of the company was when you first announced the New York wheel? Just so we can gauge the disparity.
We're at £1 million today, so we're probably, we are at an all-time low. So this was the whole bottoming out of 2017. It's occurring as we speak. So, and the market cap for the company has been, you know, 5, 10, 20 times higher than this. So there's plenty of room for recovery. And we think that 2018 is going to start to show that with the New York wheel and our small investment coming back. And then ultimately, the key driver will be the new project. And that's what I'm actively working on and spending all my time on.
Well, it sounds like you've got a whole bunch of things to keep you busy. So I just want to thank you for coming onto the DLC. And hopefully, you know, we can catch up in the new year when these things start to yield some positive returns. And hopefully you can tell us about some of these, bigger deals that you've been working on. Appreciate you taking the time out today.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, sir.